Blog Talk Radio.
Chime in on this topic. You call in at 657-383-0967 and press number 1 to join us in the conversation. If you want to join us in the chat room, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWUREANY. Yes. Why ask why? Because the world keeps spinning to the D-O-double-G-O, for real. I know y'all probably think I'm just tripping and crazy and wilding out, but yeah. Tonight we're gonna have some fun because I know everybody been wanting me to do my stories, and I've been doing actually on this thing called FL, going in the virtual world. But I feel like everybody that's in the real world, they might want to hear it too. So, if you have any wild stories, if you have any wild ideas, if you have any kinky experiences, once again, hit us up at 657-383-0967. I had a great day today. Just been relaxing, doing a little bit of shopping and talking to friends and having people pop out of nowhere. And also for those people that I told you that if you do surveys, you can get a little incentive. You should definitely check out One Opinion because they've been having me do things with food. And sometimes they might offer you like $5 up front and $35 for doing their trials. And it might even go up to like $75. So you might get like $50 to $125 just from doing some of their offers. Definitely check that out. Also, for those that might be wanting to do Black Friday shopping and maybe you want to start your Christmas shopping early, you should definitely check out rewardshopping.com. They have things on there like getting you a gift card for Target, $150, $250. And they also got Amazon, $50, $100, $150, $500, and $1,000. And then also, let's see, what's the other one I did good on? Inbox Dollars, y'all should check that out as well. And YouGov, they have stuff for shopping. They have stuff for restaurants, movies, clothing, and more. So I just want to get that out there because I know before we get into the wild stuff, you know, people might be struggling trying to pay bills or maybe need some gas money and other things to do. So I just wanted to put that out there for y'all. We're one of the few radio shows on Blog Talk Radio that keep it real. So we like to help people out, look out for people that's trying to do something positive, and we like to put a smile on your face. So hopefully you enjoy what you just heard. Right now I'm going to go into a musical interlude before we go into our stories, and this is going to be called Come and Talk to Me by Jodeci on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. hook you up with people that will be checking out what your works are consisting of, and most of all, ask you all the right questions and hopefully try to help you get paid. And on top of that, we know that once you start off with us, because I've had about maybe 50 people in here that I've interviewed, sometimes it's been 8 to 12 people in 1 month. A lot of people go off and do very well, even tell me that they got accommodations for stuff, and they even got them like publishing deals, or maybe they might have gotten their first record on. So I know that once you start off with this platform, you'll do a whole lot of great and wonderful things. And like I said, once again, what I need is your body kit, 3 clips of your work, contact information, your pictures, and then the one-time fee of $25 to PayPal. You can send it to DISBEME97@yahoo.com. You know, like the old saying is, if you get it something, never do it for free. So, you know, you get into the big leagues, you're going to be paying like thousands of dollars and trying to make sure somebody be your accountant to watch your money for you. So, you know, that's just our minimal fee. So now, without further ado, like I said, we're going to be doing How Bad Are You? So sit back and relax and wine and chill and get ready to enjoy the show. All right, well, I'm going to go into my little story closet of SIML. It's done for all the little wild stuff that I've come out with. And this one is dealing with some kink. Like, I know some people there are into slaves and subs and having, like, domination. So, basically, we're going to be talking about one of the little kinky fetishes that a person might have, having their own living servant. I wonder how many people would like that, because, you know, because you picture, like, you come home and a person's wearing a French maid outfit, they act like they're dusting, and then you just walk up behind them and slap them on the ass, and then it's like, well, you know what time it is, and I've been out all day, so you know what to do, and then they come up there and crying and saying yes, kissing your hand and everything, and they see you caressing from the back of your head, and they see the bulge and the pivots and salivating, and you don't feel like always having people, you know, give it in with you. You just feel like maybe you just need you a good head doctor. And after a long day of work, you might just drop your belt and let your pants or your skirt drop down. Have them come from up under the desk. Eat the cat real good while you're talking on the phone. Chilling with your friends. And then you might even want somebody to come over. You'd be like, hey, that might be your bull. And you might get them off and at the same time. Enjoying somebody getting you off in the process. So we want to know, like, what's your kinky, wild, and erotic fetish? Once again, like I said, it's called How Bad Are You? And we're going to talk about just how bad things really did get with this one person in the story. All right, let's see. This is called Let Me Fulfill Your Fantasies. And this is from The Mistress. At times I feel like I need my own personal assistant. Sure, it's nice to have slaves, subs, money pigs, what have you. But I think I need a living servant. Someone I can use for my daily activities and domination fetishes. There are times when I want to attend parties, go to dungeons, and have someone to use for my personal fun and demonstrations. When dealing with clients, you have to go by what their desires are. I want someone to fulfill all my desires. For example, I always wanted someone to have use for my fitness moves and sensual exercises. Also, I like to have someone that I can use for my personal human furniture. It seems like when you have a seat cushion or try cleaning things thoroughly, it is never enough. I hate sitting on public furniture. Plus, I might want my stuff to breathe, so I don't want to sit on something that I have to bleach down or get tested for afterwards. I'm just saying. I created an online website listing everything that I wanted in a living servant. Of course, from people seeing my pick, you know, the viewers were eager to fulfill the position. I wanted someone that would be in tune to what I need and not some stalker, pervert, or lonely effort trying to capitalize off some twisted, freaky opportunity they felt they had. Now, I was very selective and surveyed each response carefully before deciding who I would have as my personal living servant. After having a day to myself, I came home, took a long shower, took a long, hot, steamy shower after a long day, always hits the spot for me. I washed my hair and dried it, thrown on my cream-colored bathrobe with some slippers, then went over to my computer and checked on my fan mail, emails, and responses on my domination website pertaining to my ad. I took a bite out of this thick, nice, juicy plum, skimming over each one of my messages until I came across Sir Charles. He was about 45 years old, 5'8", slim-built, gray eyes, and black hair. It seemed like that stay-to-yourself type of guy. Here's the letter that he wrote to thee. Hello, vindictive mistress. I had seen all the responses to your ad, and I was rather shocked at how many of the applicants responded to you. I've been into the lifestyle for about 25 years now, and I know there are a lot of con artists out there that will try to say what they can to get something out of you and waste your time. I realize I am beneath you and am to be used at your disposal in any way you see fit. I have no voice, no thoughts, or no directions without you. Anything I possess is yours. My skills and actions are only to please you and whomever you desire. Your lowly servant, Charles Bowing. Now, this is a response that is acceptable to a mistress such as myself. He's lowercase, his eyes, and uppercase is used to show the power exchange between a mistress and her servant and realizing his role as a slave. Well, well, Charles, I'm going to have fun with you, she says, smirking, thinking of all the many wild ideas that she had in mind. Then she takes one last bite out of her plum. The next day, she invited the lowly Charles over to help her do some morning exercise. Ding dong, ding dong. Charles rang the doorbell and was kneeling down on her doorstep over the floor mat. When she opened, she noticed him in his stance, kneeling on the ground, with his hands behind him and his eyes lowered to her feet. A sinister grin came across her face. Good morning, mistress, he said, with his eyes lowered to her feet. Good morning, Charles. She always loves when a slave knows how to properly address the mistress. It's a big turn on for her. Ooh, I noticed, Charles said, holding some Peruvian lilies behind his back. She says, you may rise, Charles. He stood at attention, still holding the flowers behind his back. Then she grinned at him. He was looking like a little schoolboy about to take her out on a date. So, Charles, yes, mistress. Are those flowers for me? Yes, mistress. He takes the flowers from behind his back and hands it to her. I read on your site that they were the favorite among other things that you had on your wish list. Her smile became really big then. A slave that knows how to read and takes initiative to please his mistress. She says, won't you come in? Yes, mistress. Wait here. She got him to the steps of her living room. He says, yes, mistress. She had went into the kitchen to find a glass vase to put the flowers in. When she walked into the living room, Charles seemed to be surprised by the size of her house. Is everything okay, Charles? Yes, mistress. She swings open her robe to show off her lovely curves, wearing nothing more than a white lace bra and panties. Wow. Charles' eyes almost popped out of his head, being caught off guard by the fullness of her curves. He quickly lowered his eyes, feeling embarrassed, and hoping he didn't offend her. Sorry, mistress. She laughed, knowing why he was apologizing to her for acting naive. Why are you apologizing to me, Charles? She came closer to him to give him a better view of her physique. I looked at you in a lustful manner, and you are my mistress. She tipped his chin up, causing him to look at her, and then looked him directly in his eyes. You know your role, and I know your intentions. Yes, mistress. She places her finger over his lip. Let him know it wasn't time to speak, but time to listen. I will essentially tease you, use your body for my pleasure, and have others play with you and keep recordings of all the wild and interesting things we will do. Do you understand? She moved her finger to the side of his cheek, allowing him to speak. Yes, mistress. Do you have an issue with nudity? No, mistress. He looks at her, puzzled. Good. She spun around, grabbed his hand, and got him to the middle of the living room. Come with me. Yes, mistress. Here we go. She grabbed the remote for him. She grabbed the remote for the room controls and began her performance, teasing Charles. He looked like he was lost, like what's going on, what's about to happen to me. The lights dimmed down, and poetry came on playing. Use your imagination. Charles was in total awe and says, wow. She smiles at him and then tells him to lay down. He replies and says, yes, mistress. Take off your clothes, too. She bites down on her bottom lip. He says, yes, mistress. He looks at her confused as she begins to undress, and he undresses himself. All of your clothes. He looks back at her again like, are you serious, but complies with her wishes as he says, yes, mistress. He lies down on the mat with his arms firmly beside him. Charles looks like a little soldier waiting at attention for her instructions. She slowly twerked her hips and licked her lips as she seductively stripped down from her robe. Oh, my. Charles says his eyes bulge out of his face. He was totally amazed by the full thickness, luscious of her body. As she sang along with Philotry and grinded her body against him, she said, you can touch and taste. Now use your imagination. She whispered the last part into his ear and thought to herself, I'm so bad, with the evil grin on her face. He started breathing heavily, started to tremble from her doing sensual exercises. She slowly pressed her hardy nipples up against his lips, using his body as a human swing set as she smothered him with her large, luscious breasts, moving them up and down against his stiff, solid, medium-framed body. He bites down on his bottom lip and licks his lips continuously, looking like he wanted to savor her. He was craving her nectar and wanted to make a full-course meal out of her. She gave him a sinister grin as his eyes were closed tightly, looking like he was about to have a dream come true. She grabbed the remote again and pressed for the pole to come down behind them. And he says, oh, shoot, oh, shoot. Charles screamed out aloud as she did squats in front of his hardened trophy. He tried to reach up for it as she pushed his hands down and backed all the way up against him. As he says, ooh, ooh. She grabbed his hands and started doing push-ups against him and slowly throwing her ass up against him. He started shaking even more as she bounced on him, but not letting him feel. She bounced up and down on him, letting him feel her, feeling the softness and the thickness of her cheeks, but she would not allow him to enter. The more he got turned on, the more she wanted to tease him. Get up, Charles, she commanded him. Yes, mistress. He could barely move. When he was about halfway up, she slammed him against the pole and began using every seductive move that she learned from pole dancing class. Since she had on her 6-inch pink stripper shoes, it made it very easy for her to do moves to catch him off guard. First, she started with a slow whine as she placed her body upside down in a horizontal position in front of him. Next, she was scraping his back with her heels as she let her juicy apple bomb grind against his midsection. Next, when he was rock hard, as he tried to grip her hips, she went down into a drill position and let her legs stretch out in front of him to see that throbbing pussy against his groin area. He was allowed to feel her juiciness, but he was not allowed to enter. As he says, oh shoot, please, mistress. She loved hearing her slaves beg for her. That really turned her on. Then she grabbed the back of the pole and spun around his body. Then she did a twirl from the top of the pole and came down like a helicopter. As she slowly twirled in front of him, she said in a sexy, deep, sensual voice, thank you for the workout, Charles. She slid off the pole and leaned over in front of him and grabbed her towel, and then left Charles blinded by her fat, juicy ass. And then she told him, I need to take a shower. I'll talk to you later. As she turned around to see him before she departed from the living room, Charles was breathless. He was still wheezing and in shock from her erotic performance. As he said, "Yes, mistress," she smiled and turned away, with her cheeks clapping and getting ready to take a nice, long, hot shower. And once again, everybody, I hope you enjoyed my erotic read for tonight. We will be doing more stories later on this week. Definitely stay tuned in because we'll be having poetry night tomorrow. We'll have story night and poetry on Saturday. And then on Monday, we'll go back to our regularly scheduled program, Things Off Our Chest. So if there's anybody that you know that's a poet or any story that you want to bring, we have two nights for you. And if you have anything that might have been going on throughout the week, or if you're thinking about what might happen from the election, then Monday might be the perfect time to get it off your chest at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Once again, this is Know Your Enemy. And once again, if you want to check out this website that we're on this platform, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy, KNOWUREMY. We want to thank you for coming through tonight, and we'll see you next time. Take care.